Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Understanding AI Algorithms. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding AI Concepts in the AI Upskilling for Data Scientists course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basics of supervised and unsupervised learning, key algorithms used in AI, and the importance of algorithm selection. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the differences between types of learning, identify key algorithms, and appreciate how choosing the right algorithm can impact your data analysis outcomes. Main content: basics of supervised and unsupervised learning in the realm of artificial intelligence. Understanding the types of learning is crucial. Supervised learning and unsupervised learning are two primary approaches. Supervised learning involves training a model on a labeled dataset, meaning the input data is paired with the correct output. For example, if you're developing an AI to recognize spam emails, you'd train it on a dataset of emails that are tagged as either spam or not spam. The algorithm learns from these examples, enabling it to predict outputs for new, unseen data accurately. Common applications include classification tasks, such as email filtering or sentiment analysis. Unsupervised learning, on the other hand, deals with data that has no labeled responses. The goal here is to uncover hidden patterns or groupings within the data. For instance, if you have customer data without predefined categories, an unsupervised learning algorithm can identify clusters of customers with similar purchasing behaviors. Techniques such as clustering and dimensionality reduction fall under this category. Popular algorithms include k-means clustering and hierarchical clustering. Understanding these learning types helps you choose the right approach based on your data and project goals. Key algorithms used in AI. Now that we've covered the basics of learning types, let's delve into some key algorithms that are frequently used in AI applications. Linear regression. This algorithm is commonly used for predicting a continuous variable based on one or more predictor variables. For example, a business might use linear regression to forecast sales based on advertising spend. Decision trees. These are versatile models that can be used for both classification and regression tasks. They work by splitting the dataset into branches based on feature values, making decisions at each node until a final decision is reached. A practical example would be a loan approval system that uses factors like credit score and income to decide if a loan should be granted. Support vector machines, SVM. This algorithm is particularly effective for classification tasks. It finds the hyperplane that best divides a dataset into classes. An example could be classifying images as either cats or dogs based on features extracted from the images. Neural networks, inspired by the human brain, neural networks consist of layers of interconnected nodes. They're particularly useful for complex tasks like image and speech recognition. For example, a neural network can learn to recognize faces in photos by processing numerous images and identifying distinguishing features. K-nearest neighbors, KNN. This algorithm is simple yet powerful for classification tasks. It classifies a data point based on how its neighbors are classified. For instance, in a dataset of fruits, if a new fruit is similar to three apples and one orange, KNN would classify it as an apple. This method is effective in scenarios with clear distance metrics. By familiarizing yourself with these algorithms, you can better assess which one might be suitable for your specific data analysis needs. Importance of algorithm selection. Choosing the right algorithm is a pivotal factor in the success of your AI project. The effectiveness of your model can vary significantly based on the algorithm you select. Factors influencing your choice include data type. The nature of your data, labeled versus unlabeled, will determine whether you should use supervised or unsupervised learning. Project goals. Are you looking to classify data, predict outcomes, or find hidden patterns? Your objectives will guide your algorithm selection. Performance metrics. Different algorithms have different strengths and weaknesses. Understanding these can help you choose one that will perform well under your specific conditions. For example, some algorithms may be more robust to noise in the data than others. Computational resources. Consider the resources available to you. Some algorithms, like neural networks, require significant computational power, while simpler algorithms like linear regression are less resource-intensive. Scalability. If you anticipate your dataset growing, consider an algorithm that can scale effectively without a significant drop in performance. Algorithms like decision trees can struggle with larger datasets, while others, like linear regression, maintain efficiency. Being mindful of these factors can significantly enhance your data analysis outcomes. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the fundamental concepts of AI algorithms, including the distinctions between supervised and unsupervised learning, key algorithms like linear regression, decision trees, and KNN, and the critical importance of selecting the right algorithm for your data analysis projects. By understanding these concepts, you are now better equipped to tackle AI challenges effectively. As you progress in this course, remember that the tools and algorithms at your disposal are just as important as the data you are working with. In the next lesson, we will dive deeper into practical applications of these algorithms in real-world scenarios. Reflection questions: how would you differentiate between supervised and unsupervised learning in a practical context? Which AI algorithm do you think would be most beneficial for your current job role, and why? Reflect on a time when you had to choose an algorithm for a project. What factors influenced your decision?